That's a question. That's a question, would he agree that it's Batal Barov or not? The Ramah said it's Batal Barov. But those who would ask about Hanoah, maybe they wouldn't agree that it's Batal Barov. The Ramah said she tells them. It's Batal Barov and it's Batal Hanoah. Maybe those who would ask about Hanoah, that's a true Mishnah, maybe it all wouldn't be Batal Barov either. Not either for that driving a car. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I can't prove that, but maybe. Maybe.
No Chumah the Mother.
That's plus some Chumah. Wow. 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 No shower in case. Now, Rabosa. Chaya Yodam was here before. Thank you. Chaya Yodam, the cloud Kuf Chav Zayin, Siv Aleph, takes this thing very seriously. Both that whole diatribe, the polemic, from the Marash, from the Minhagim Aril, and he quotes it. Okay, Nagel called Tfutzes Agola Ashkenazim, and Chemedinas Poland. Shagam Heim Nechshavim Kibnei Ashkenazim. Le'esor. Came on, Shavoseinu Nogukach, Osalano Lashanos, Shamal Titosh Torah Simepha. The Chain Bechom and Ogi Israel, Shenogu Be'ez and Dover, Apapish, the Osal Dover, the Takoda, the Shenogu and the Atmam, Ika Isla Lav, be different in being, the Moshikos of Al Titosh Mechule. Do you believe it? Abu Dover, Shetiknu Chazal, or a few like honor, she is my name, the last is young, we get the Torah. Azai, also the Shadas, for love, the Raisa, the Sib, the Sosu. Half a piece, she had the Elohisa, the Rabbana, the Yosafek. Kakuku Chazal, she had a piece, also with the Raisa, the Abra Olaf, the Kofi, the Svega, the Kulu. He's so machmir. He's so machmir, the Chayali. Now he has a Shayla, Nishma Sodom. Shayla Chof. What happened in the year Tov Kuf Samach Vav, 1806? The big problem, they couldn't find any kosher wheat or flour, but they were stuck. Deep kidneys or not. He wants to know, what is this kidneys, he says, tshuva. Some say it's only a minute, no! Look on the Rambam, you know, Mamre sees the Takon has an essay and a los essay, and he gets very excited over here. He says, the tzibur is maskim, HaTorah won't even help. He says, different kinds of minhagim, some are me'atzman, and some are based on bezdin, and some are not, a whole discussion. Then he says, after this discussion, yes, he says, if you can't survive, Yishum Chaya Nefesh, it's mutter. Even in Shvias, Shvias Rabbanah, will matter with Chaya Nefesh. But dochak bi'almanat. Therefore, amirig achilas kitnias anachnu sh'onu b'bnei Ashkenazim lo b'borad nasa de askam as tzibro g'onei eretz shev yomeyem the pshita da asura el afilu lo nasa askam akevet in tzpat with minig zed lo gorami minig sheikh miru b'nos yisrael atzmon lispa shiv in the kiyim. Wow! Wow! Because the Rasha would show that Afilu Das Arush, he after the half of Kenya's Tat to Kula. Doch I've been in Shis Tat of Amidinus Ashkenaz, Ken the Kula Lomani at Torah, the Kamis Rabbanon, Elam Ken, Elam Mayochal, the Chai Nefesh. Otherwise not. And even Chai Nefesh, he says, you should use kidneys and not the Retzka story, which is Tatar. So what's, I don't know what that means exactly. Tatar. Which you usually make for Kemach. All the three reasons the Pulse can have for kidneys. We need Midgin, we need Dagon, Michlet the Kemach, etc., etc., etc. Could be. I'll call part of it because he's wild, this Chayot. He compares to the Shiv and the Kim of Zava. Well, how can he say such a thing? Shiv and the Kim of Zava is found in the Gemara. Absolute Kim in the Gemara. It's true, it started with Nosi, Strala, Chmi, or Atma. But it's found in Shas. Kiddush of the Pashas is not found in Shas. I want the one Taisvus of Tzvah. So Rabbis and Rava did it. Not that it was became accepted by everybody in every place. I don't get this too shtel at all. Then he writes down. In Fjorda, in the year 1871 or two, the Rav Gadol in Ashkenaz, they had a bezdin, but Tiru Bulbis Shikorin Erd Epple. Kiba Ashkenaz and Ochel Gamkein Bulbis. Kisham Osen Kemach Man. Yavart. They'll mat the potatoes in a year of starvation. Hold on a second. 1 minute. 1 minute. So how can it be matter? The other thing can be matter at all. It's like Chumash Shiv and Akim, Klal Yisrael. So maybe here also. As you can say, no. The part of Klal Yisrael, the Shetzvah never accepted it. Well, it's a whole discussion at the end. I'll call upon him. If the whole world will back out, then he's not sure if our Torah will work. But no, the whole world not backing out so fast. Adka. You see a couple of conditions. First, you can see it's very common, like I did it in Gemara, like Shimon and Kiyam, which I don't understand where that comes from. And second, he quotes the meaning in some places was the Asa potatoes. Potatoes? We live on potatoes. We live on potatoes.
Exactly one.
Huh?
Exactly one.
Well, but they asked something about this potato story, it's not a joke. This potato story, the Prima Gordon writes in that same Mishnah of Zohar Aleph that in most places they never have potatoes at all. Why not? The reasons don't apply. It's big. Not like these small little things that they have little grains mixed into them. It's big. So why the Ulster ask? They all the other reasons. They made it into ground with flour. We have potato starch. You make potato starch cake. Minig Yisrael, wherever I have been, is to be mad the potato starch. Potato the potato starch. Wherever I've been. I've never seen a place without the potatoes. Egypt didn't eat potatoes. Where is it? Egypt didn't eat potatoes. Look at Sfarim, they didn't eat kidneys. They ate kidneys, but not potatoes. You know what? There's a pre-Kaddish about it. We discussed, you know what we discussed? So we learned Beitza. Who's the Shimon of Beitza? Yeah? We learned Beitza, we came up with an idea of what we call Maris Ayin. How do you have potato starch cake on Pesach, but it looks like regular cake? The Pre-Kaddish pupils about it. Maybe in Egypt, the Pre-Kaddish is cow. I thought it was Beitza, that's my recollection. It's 43 years ago, I forgot it. But look at the Pre-Kaddish somewhere or other, Maris. Where would it be? What's peanuts? What about peanuts? He said like this. You know, really it shouldn't be in kidney, it shouldn't be part of kidney, the truth is. Why? You don't make peanut flour. You don't put it into a like govern into a silo. You leave it in its pod. You don't cook it up like cereal. So the Isser of Tarubas doesn't apply. There are four reasons, right? Tarubas doesn't apply. What else? What other reasons were there? And it's not Nidya like my sister, it's not Achlufi doesn't apply. There's four reasons. Tarubas, Achlufi, Nukshe, what else? And it's going to look like, it's gonna, in a funny year, it's going to look like we. But other reasons apply. Oh, but there are those who answer it. You know why? It's like Rov is Sharvitin. We saw, where did we see that word Sharvitin? We saw it inside. Mordechai, legume, but legume, it was legume. Somebody used the word Sharvitin. Taz, Chargo. We saw it, right? Mordechai is Chargo. Taz is because of Sharvitin. He used the word Sharvitin. That he didn't. So that's the problem with Taz, is I think the word Sharvitin. Taz is Sharvitin. Taz is a pod. He used the word legume, which means a pod also. So peanuts go in that kind of a, sort of a pod. Sort of. Peas, sort of. So there are those who ask a peanut. The machlokas. For the reason that it should apply, maybe that category. So Rabbeinu said another question. Naniach that peanuts are a problem, considered kidneys. Naniach, the worst case scenario. Naniach, the worst case scenario. So what? Because you can't cook it. But you can eat peanuts. You can eat wheat too. You like eating wheat on Pesach. Go to the farm, take off some wheat, it's not there, it's your farm, take off some wheat and chew it. That's mutter. Why are we afraid that the saliva, which is water, will mix into the wheat and make it into chametz? That's why you see a sharatian. Sharatian is simon tov samach vav. One second. Tav samach vav. Sharatian, siv katan. Aleph says, I feel lois to piv kolayom, you can chew the wheat all day. Ain't on that, it's the oseku. Ula hashos b'li esek tzorof lizoyev. Leave it in your mouth without chewing, and it can have a problem. So to eat peanuts, just by, you know, just chew to eat peanuts, should be had to come. Because after all, it's, you have this leisa process. I can make a case why you ask the peanuts on this basis. Against the microbe. You know what my case would be? You get stuck between your teeth. You get stuck between your teeth. And you chew. You're finished, right? I swallowed the whole peanut. But you, while you're chewing, you get stuck. And then I'm assuming that, again, we know peanuts are not chomets, but mixing up, so it could become chomets. But they didn't ask it over here either. They're going to get stuck between your teeth. I guess they're not worried about that. In any event, listen carefully. So peanuts, you think, should be at the gum, even if you see the peanuts are included in the kidney, but you're not cooking the peanuts. Eating them one by one. What could be bad? The Mordechai only asked cooking kidneys. You saw that. Who showed me this? Who's here this morning? Someone showed me. Only Bishul. If you cook the kidneys, it's us. If you eat the kidneys raw, even the Mordechai wouldn't ask. But then the Mekor goes, it needs to depend upon the Shiloh by baking a cake from kidneys flour. Baking a cake and not letting it stay 18 minutes. So the chayav is not there. The chayav is the biggest machmir in the world in kidneys, we saw. The biggest, incredible machmir. Yet, in a line which only one person picked up, I don't know if anyone else picked it up, Kufkov Zayin Sifal, there's a one-liner. Right smack in the middle of the paragraph. He said, Avamutter litchom v'lafosa kein matzahs v'lochlo. You're allowed to make corn matzah. Or potato. No worse than wheat. Because posh that way. What could be bad? So the Mikroi Kodesh footnote 3, and they can quote the post of Christ, the Mama Mordechai, well, that is, the Shubas Mama Mordechai, who asks it. Gets the Chayav. He asks his making cake, 18-minute corn cake, he asks. How can it be worse than 18-minute matzahs? Well, he explains over there. You're here. Yeah. He came and Shekulam Yodim, the Shebekitni, and then Chashash came. You won't be careful. No, but without the Hebrews. You had a step so. You'll make the corn cake. Either you'll make it 10 minutes, then we know that corner good enough coming. So next time they'll make it 25 minutes. And then I'll say, oh, you make corner 20 minutes, I can make week whatever. The two steps there. You bet. Zero, at least, it's wild. But there are those who master it. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes that he thinks that this shaila is what is a new shaila. Should we treat kiddush as being more chomer than wheat or not? Those who say yes, they wouldn't even need the peanuts one by one in your mouth. It's more chomer. The same as you can't make peanut cake or potato cake, the old potato kiddush, or corn cake. So you can't even have it one by one either. That's what he thinks. That's what the Mikra Kodesh Rav should be depend upon. This shaila. Rav Moshe has an interesting idea when it comes to peanuts. Look at that shuva you can have here. Because Moshe Chel the Gimel Simon Samo Gimel. Rav Moshe writes like this: when the Gaone Olam, the Gaone Ashkenaz, the Rishonim, asked Kipnius, they didn't have peanuts. They didn't have peanuts. I don't know enough about the agriculture. Was peanuts a New World product? That's what I thought. The New World product. Until 1492, the
Indians.
What?
They
didn't also have peanuts. Till 1492, they didn't have peanuts. Since the Torah, they acid it. It didn't exist, even though now we have it, it's never been existed. I think potatoes, we give them a lot of potatoes. Anyway, Rav Moshe has cut potatoes. Rav Moshe says the Peshana potatoes, should be the biggest kidneys. Because they have to make potato starch cake all the time. Why are we matter it? For the same reason, it's a New World product. That's what he suggests. In my opinion, that's right. You know what else you can go to? Corn. Corn is made. It's an Indian product. But they call corn. I mean, we saw that. That wasn't corn. That was...
No, British English. Corn is wheat.
Right. Right. Exactly.
They call maize. We call
maize. Right. So corn should also be mother to follow this logic. Minig Yisrael is to be matter potatoes and to asa corn and peanuts. I think they're bigger. That's probably the reason. But
they're mostly...
He doesn't quite say that. He says, I mean, it should be women. The last line of the children is, this basis, now I understand why there are some people who give us stuff on peanut oil. He doesn't say it's women. Now I understand why it's okay. Because after all, it's only oil, shemen is oil cow, and it's only peanuts. So that's against corn oil, corn that matter should also be okay. I'm only mentioning because it's a sorbitol. It's already a four-slipping locker. Number one, it's only oil. Number two, it's buffalo barola. It could be buffalo barola. Number three, corn is a New World product. The natives are probably when they acid the kidney is the zero. So there are a lot of stutter in the locker over there. And it's a four-slipping so that's all number one. The rock is a corn? Peanut, not corn. Peanut. But the mice, after all this, yes.
What about cotton?
Oh, after all this, the only oil that we use in our house, after all these coolers, is cottonseed oil. Now, why is cottonseed oil butter? For the following reasons. Number one, it's not shayach lava. Excuse me. Number one, it's impossible to have a chlufi with other types of grain. It's inedible. You can't eat cotton. Or cotton seed for that matter. You can't eat it. It's not chlufi with charminin. Right. That's number one. As you pointed over here in the same footnote 7. It's inedible. Number two, doesn't grow in pots, not like peanuts. So for those two reasons, more common than peanuts. A, it's inedible intrinsically, and peanuts grow in a pod. The quotes over here that are either Shani, Tarpaz, 1927, the Bedin, Al Gadol, Al Makalas, Al Shanaz, the Shalayim, a hechsher on cottonseed oil, which came from Mitzrayim, and the Becheskas Kosher, the Pesach, the Yochanan, the Yisbar, who signed the top? Mora Zazal, Tipet of Fah. We held the cottonseed oil is okay. And that's what we do, we use cottonseed oil. It costs a few extra dollars, whatever, it's not so healthy. It's cholesterol. So one week a year. No. That's what we use. He quotes over here the Marcheshes. One of the footnotes over here. He quotes the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes want to be making also. You know, he thinks the only reason why it's usher is if you make the, if you cook it or make it into oil on Pesach. If you make it into oil from before Pesach, it's hetagum. Why? Says the Marcheshes. This is very pleasant. Listen carefully. He says like this. He says that, listen. As long as you know for a fact that it's bottled the shishim, so then it calls him a name. I, the Truma Sadesh and Asid. The Truma Sadesh is referring to a case where you weren't carefully checking for the grain before Pesach, and therefore maybe, catch this now, maybe the amount of grain in the kidneys is more than 1/60. That's the pshat. But if it would be checked and it's guaranteed to be less than 1/60, then it's in a cause of an ear, and then it's mutter to use on Pesach. That's what Marcheshes suggests. And then comes over Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan with an unbelievable svara. Svara over here? Unreal svara for the Be'er Yitzchak. The Be'er Yitzchak says, if you make schnapps from kidneys, it's okay. If you bore kona mapesa, not called the veneer. I thought lufi, you'll mix it up with wheat, a new svar. Because the Marsan sukadat tezvo, shem osim masa mochia, she yodime apsul, ein ligzor. If you do something which indicates clearly that you know about the problem, and you're going to take a measure to avoid the problem, then it's no zero. Here too, he says. The brera, the checking, the tikkunim, which are done before Pesach, hey ma'isim ochichim. So therefore, the Rabbi Yitzchak was matir. Even corn oil, even peanut oil. The ma'isim the biggest we're matir anyway. We're only matir cottonseed oil. But there's a fascinating discussion over here in the Sefer Mekorei Kodesh, and in Moshe and the other Torah about kidneys. Wow, what a fascinating meeting. Yes.
Two things. Firstly, what's the sack regarding peanuts? We
strictly speaking, peanuts should be mutter. Or the mice with my mouth.
What's the mice like?
Everyone I know, they're not my peanuts. Yeah.
Okay, the other thing is, legumes in French mean just stam vegetables. I mean, I don't know where the Mordechai was living, but stam kolnika legume is not just saying the pipa. I mean, that's like,
you mean
really.
Potato is also a legume.
Potatoes may not be a vegetable. We call it a vegetable. But even if you call it potato.
How do you eat tomorrow? Marshall, for kidneys. Nah, he meant Sharvik, he meant what calls in a pot.
That's it. But
then,
maybe
he should... I think legumes in English. In English, legumes means it's called in a pot.
Yeah,
French.
Even in English, I mean, sure.
Lettuce is a legume? In English? I don't think so.
No.
I don't
know.
Only pot.
No, but it doesn't mean lettuce is not a legume, but legume is not a pot in English. That's what I'm saying.
No, what else is a legume?
I mean, like, look at beans. Beans don't all grow in pots.
That's what they do. All beans grow in something, no?
I
think most beans grow in some kind of pod. Anyway, I want to learn the Gemara so we can do tomorrow stuff for Sukkot. Shalom Dean. All I've got is Shalom Dean. That's all. All right. Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. We have 2 minutes to go to Sukkot. Learn the Gemara. Says the Gemara on both sides. Omar is Lokish Isa Shani Losha Biyayin Vishemin Uvash Ein Chayovin Al Kimusa Kuris with a small vomit and a flamin' ham and olive. If you knead dough with wine or with oil or with honey, there's no kuris. Zok Rashi, there are two critical Rashis here. The yayin, the shemen, says Rashi, the lo, nosan, bo, mayim. Very important Rashi. You didn't add water. Ein chayav, was the kor. Another very important Rashi. The may peiris, ein machmit, until it'll come on. What do you see from Rashi? If you take some kind of may peiris and knead the dough with may peiris exclusively with no water, it's awesome. No korex, but it's awesome. And Chayav Nachimut's a Korex, But the implication is from other pashas that it's going to be usher. So that this is one of the sources of the tremendous chumash we have of not using egmas on Pesach. Right over here, off in the Gemara. Ita shenilosha b'yayin b'shem and v'ash ain chayav al kibbutz of kores. Yeah, kores not, but it's not the usher. Mara says, well, what's the reason for a shlokish? So sochol of chumash the gold of gomer. Vorem she'odem yotzin nechavosu b'matza chayav al kibbutz of kores. Wow. That's a very significant statement. They tie matzah shira to, which is left from only Rashi says, to the Indian of Koris. Eitzir Abuna Bereli Abishul Rapopo. Himcho v'gobo v'chomer to Nenesh Onesh Koris. V'matzu v'enon yosu v'chavosu. I'm a little tired to get kindled up. You're all wrong. Time and time they were sluggish. They normally made Paris. We made Paris and Achim. It's nothing to do with what you said before, that is the connection between one and one. Come on. Chometz and Matzah. Matzah and Matzah. Shira is no Chometz. No, maybe it's a separate cloud. Called May Paris and Achim. It's a very important akud over here. We saw a Matzah Shira. The Rambam says Matzah Shira is limited to what? No, I told you this before. Four official drinks, where are they? Bring them right here. Bring them here. Yayin, Shemin, and Zvash, and one's in the next page. What's that? Call them. Anything else besides that would not be called Matash, you're going to the Rambam. So the Korban the Sana, which is on the Rambam, comes and says, wait a minute. But here it talks about May Paris and Achim, but it's all May Paris. And the Gemara links together Chomash and Matzah. How will all the Rambam do with this Gemara? Unless they say that the Gemara is rejected. The Gemara the end, it rejects that comparison. So on both sides, just to give you a little bit of coming attraction to the tomorrow Shia, this is so, which we saw in Rashi, that May Paris on their own is already a problem, Tosfos rejects. The top Tosfos on the Lamed Hayim and Beis. We made Paris at Machmitzin, Hainul, Iskayim, Koros, Raminim, Mikveh, Hedjo, and Chayob, and Chimutz, and Koros. Avalav Isbei. There is a lav. They say it's a lav. What do you mean a lav? What's it called? What lav? Lot of what? What lot? Well, we use the expression right today. What lot of what? Nu. Chometz what? Nukshe. Chometz nukshe. Uvasama chami arina, nein loshim yayin shemen vashim loshim sarap miyad. Vecha chomim nami amiria etayoch ahayna mishun shiachon l'shamim en achimitz. Kishar isa. That's a manadom. That's a tomorrow's manadom. We'll see inside. Avol chuli alma machmitzin. See, klar that May Paris is machmitzin. The kosher of the kamon, that me maskinen gabe kimcha da vishono. Aber May Paris shari, May Paris is machmitzin, machmitzin the shemino the gamresh. So how can Rashi say that's awesome? Here comes the world famous Rabbi Natan. World famous. Okay, Pirish Rabbi Natan, the A machmitzin kol ikor against Rashi. May Paris is not a problem at all. What's the whole issue over here? Oh, the Omar Kisorek Miyad Kishire Vimohem Mayim. You mixed water with the May Paris. Then it's even worse. The Osmemaros Yosela Achmitz. It goes less than 18 minutes, it becomes Chavez. But oh, Omar, the Chavez which it can become in less than 18 minutes is the Aven Chorus. Avolav Isbei, because it's going to be considered Chometz Nukshe. And then we start all the million rashi that we see tomorrow. But what do you see? You saw the fundamental dispute on both sides. According to Rashi, May Paris by itself is Chometz Nukshe. According to Rabbi Natan, May Paris by itself is what? Come on, Het the Gomer. May Paris with Mayim is Chometz Nukshe, but what else is it? No. Mimayer, The Ma'ala Hachmet. It gets chametz very quickly, even faster than a regular than plain water with flour. We have not discussed it. It's number one. According to Rashi, what's the din if it has water with my parents? Is it chametz nukshe or is it chametz gomim? That's a very important discussion. Number two, is the Rambam. The Rambam is different to yourself. If I have to take a look at the, you have a copy of this edition of the Rambam, or the Frankel edition. Very important to see. You have different discourse around it. What does he seem to hold? The Rambam seems to hold the point that we have it. Two extremes. Without water, then they perish at the gomim. With water, it's chametz gomim. So what do you have the case where it's angle to your current? That's part of the problem. We'll address that issue tomorrow as well. Okay. And we'll be discussing that sugya for a while yet. It's not so simple. Basically, we saw two shitas yesterday, Rashi and Rabbi Natan. Rashi on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph says, the Gemara says, Amar Rish Lakish. Let's see again inside, okay? Lama Hamad Aleph. Amar Rish Lakish, Itush and Elosha B'yayin, B'shem Ludvash, Ein Chayavan Al Chimutsa Koris. Says Rashi, B'yayin, B'shem En Shlonosan B'mayim, Ein Chayavan Al Chimutsa Koris, Demei Peres, and Achmitsin Kedul Akamot. So from Rashi, you get the impression that the Sugi is referring to a case where there's no water. And despite the fact that it's no water, it's usher anyway, although without koritz. And the impression conveyed from Rashi that if there would be water, what would be, huh? What would you say? Pashas, there would be koritz. Pashas. There would be koritz. The law doesn't, but mayim, then there's no koritz. Vice the chayis, it would appear, although it's not mukhrach, it would appear, that if there would be mayim, then what? Then there would be koritz. Because when we say, may peres and machmitim, all we mean is to knock it down from chametz gomer to chametz nukshe. And if there is may peres and mayim, then apparently there's chametz gomer. That's a simple reading of Rashi. Rabbi Natan knocks everything down a peg. Rabbi Natan says no.
What
does chametz nukshe mean? What did Rabbi Ida say?
Well,
we mean the first one. The chametz pas was impeded because they put it. You put in May Paris. Wow, that impedes the chimutz process. Normal chimutz is if you have flour and water and it goes by itself and it rises. That's called chametz. The minute you put in some other kind of May Paris, so the normal chimutz process is impeded, and then it's not considered chametz gomer. That's how Rashi learns. Yeast? Well, we will be discussing later the word yeast. When we say yeast, the proper word to use is sourdough. We discussed it a long time ago. The yeast that we have today is synthetic usually. Sourdough means you have dough, you let it turn sour. And you let it turn sour and you throw it into another yeast acheres, other dough, it'll make it rise. It's the enzyme which emerge from the zohar, but that's not for now. Okay, Rabosai. So let's chazer over quickly. Rashi learns Rabosai. There are two cases here. Like a chart. Let's make it easier for everybody. Okay. Yeah, May Paris. Okay. Yeah, believe Mayim. Yeah, May Paris. In Mayim. Obvious. Now, what does Rashi say? So Rashi seems to say that May Peres believe Mayim is what? It's Chomets Nukshe. May Peres in Mayim sounds like it's Chomets Gomer. That's a puzzle shot in Rashi.
Maybe we can't say it's Chomets Gomer. We're going by Ramayana's shot that May Peres keeps it.
Well, let's not get hung up on his word that he used in an English language book, which I don't think he meant us should sit an analog.
He just meant that the chumim started, the chumim started, and then it stopped.
Maybe he meant another called the Rabbeinu Tam. But what did Rabbeinu Tam say? So we saw yesterday the Tosfos from Lamanheim at Beis. We made Paris and Machmitz, let's see the Tosfos again. Hainel is Chayev Koris. Can I mean in Behedra and Chayav and Al-Chimutso Koris? That's the Gemara of Lamanheim and Aleph. Rish Lakish said, Ein Chayav and Al-Chimutso Koris. Okay? Abba Lav Isbe. There's a Lav. Now did Rashi use the word Lav? Lav. Didn't say Lav. Rashi just said, it's Chometz Nukshe. Rashi said, he didn't say anything of it yet. We'll see Rashi in Lamed Vav. But Tos says Lav. That's an important consideration which we'll discuss soon. The Kovan Asana talks about. Uvesavach Nami Armina. Let's go right to Vesavach. We're going to stop Tosfos now. Stop. And go right to the Gemara Tosfos quotes. Lamed Vav Amanala. That was on the Mar Makamis from yesterday. Vesavach Rabbi Akiva. Isa Shani Losha B'yayim V'shem L'dvash Lo. V'atanya Ein Loshin Isa V'pesach B'yayim V'shem L'dvash. V'yim Losh. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Tisarev Miyad. Why? Rashi. Ein Loshin Esa Isha. Everyone see the Rashi? Very important Rashi. This is a critical Rashi. Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Ein Loshin Es Ha'isa. Shall matzos v'yayin v'shemen u'dvash. Why? Neshekrova u'memaheres lahachmitz. Ve'ein odom yochol l'shomro. Lefichoch im losh tisoref miyad. U'vemoyed kama. Lo b'yomtov. Da'avarosh lo l'tzorachi. This is the opinion of... Who's speaking over here? Well, ein loshin is a tana kama. And within that, it's anonymous. And Rabbi Gamliel says, "Since he saw me out, if he did it, Uli Rishlok is the Yom Aliel, may Peres and Machmitzim, lo kasha. The EU ain't chayav and alchimut say koris kamar. Flavi chometz gomer lo chometz nukshe. Harvi kolomar ra bed." Also, chimotain memar and lahachmitz v'yesh alashomer. From the one hand, the ultimate result is not so bad because it's only chometz nukshe. On the other hand, it's impossible to prevent it. V'yesh alashomer, memar and lahachmitz. Here's the Rashi. Rashi says, "May peres l'imayim is chometz nukshe, and imayim, presumably, it would be considered chometz gomur." Now, chacham mamar, let's continue the Gemara. Yeyachel, Rashi says, Tikasavri Efshel the Shomra. Efshel the Shomra. Fine. Vachalok, I see the miyad, the Mishanefel of Tachos. Once something is cooked, baked rather than normal chalas. Vyomar Rabbi Akiva. Shivti, Rashi says, Shishmin Shivi Sasi. Hoy so etz Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Shvi sos is Rashi says regel Pesach etzel echad etz Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. No. I dwell. Shifti b'reis Hashem kol yamei. V'lashdi lahem isa b'yayin v'shem and advash. V'lo omeli dover. They didn't say anything. Period. Now go back. V'yach ha'pish ein loshin. Wow, what's this? The Gemara explained. I saw the Tanakama. The Tanakama says, oh, what? Ain't Lushin. But even though Ain't Lushin, Mikatrim, Zakrashim, Mikatrim, Tochin, Poner, the Achari, Chos. You ever see when they bake challahs? After they finish the baked challah, they take the egg and they put an egg on top. That's called kikur. Glazing. Yeah, okay. The Chacham Nomrim. Et shel lashon bo mekatzen bo, ve shein lashon bo ein mekatzen bo. No, even kitav is not allowed. Vishavim, shein lashon es ha'isa b'poshrin. This is Rashi again, the mar in the hafiz. Now, so the steer never keep. Was lo kasha? Pasha the terrace. Ha b'yad the rishon, ha b'yad the shein. Rashi Yom Rishon says Rashi, there's Laila Rishon Lashon Matzah Chover Be'inan Lechem Honi. So that's why Matzah Shir is no good. But throughout the rest of the Yom, if you can have egg matzahs, or you should call it oil, honey, wine matzahs. Kidama le Rabbi Yeshua, as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to Benay, said to his son, Yo makam lo kalush li b'chalva. You can't wear a kalush li b'chalva. The first day, no, I lashon to isa b'chala, lashon pasa sume hegel aver. Well, he says dubsha. He brought sema. Well, kain Torah, which we discussed at length when we learned the second paragraph. Fine. There's two more lines. Gemara v'shamash and lashon to isa b'poshrin. Naishlami menachas tznan. Kol amenachas niloshes b'poshrin. Umishamra and shalo yachmitzu. So you see that what poshrin is okay, and no. If Mama is reason, Yama Bisha ain't reason. What do you mean reason? Kohanim's reason, we know the Kohanim are very careful, but to make matzahs, anyone makes matzahs, and therefore you can't rely, you cannot use kosher. I've come to Gemara. We saw Gemara with Rashi. The Rashi is very, very important. We said that Chometz Nukshe, the Mara Lahachmi, is according to one opinion, the Machlokas HaTanoim. And the presumption is if it's with water, then it would actually be what? No. Chometz Gomer, Pashtus stuff. Okay, Tosfos disagrees completely with Rashi, absolutely completely. Rashi is completely wrong, and they ask a bunch of kashas. That's what we left off yesterday. The kosher, back to the Tosfos. The Lekamon, Daf Mem Amaral. Maskil gabe chavtza the avishona aval may peris shari the may peris and achvitzin mashma the sharina legamri. There's an off in the Gemara that says that may peris is het the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara. I want to read the whole Gemara because I've been coming back and forth so many times. It's worthwhile to just stop the Tosfos again, read through the whole sugya, lametes mem, and then we'll be prepared to refer back to it more intelligently. Tana Rabbana. We're going from Tana Rabbana to Tana Rabbana. That's what it said. Or from Tana Rabbana to Tav Resh. Right after the Mishnah, and the Amud Tesmei is Tana Rabbana. Eilu Devarim She'ein Bona Dechimutz. Ha'ofui Rashi. Ha'ofui. Lecha Mishenefa Kolmash Shoreya B'mayim Ein O'machmetz. Even though it's gebrocked and soaked in water, it's not a problem. Assuming it's properly baked. Those who are machmir gebrok, because their phrase is not properly baked. Ve'hamavushel, which we'll see soon. Ve'cholot shechol de baroschim. And if it's boiled in boiling water. Mavushel, stagnant. Amar papa, v'hu david tif la'ne tif. Rashi, shenofen tipa chatipa, somach v'techa v'en shos v'en tai. It leaks now, wait 10 minutes, it leaks again. Then it will become chometz nosa. 18 minutes. I don't know how you, if you combine these minutes or whatever, but if it's a constant drip, this is the dlaf we're talking about. It's explaining what it means. Here we start Agamar. Ami Devei Rav Shela Vatika Shari. What's Vatika? It's like Rashi, two words. Machal Kema. Some kind of food which is based upon flour. But that's all Rashi says. Flour and what? So far nothing. Frank the Gemara about Tanya Batika Osir. Ha ha, it's a pretty good kasha. You're telling me a flour-based food is mutter, I'm telling you it's awesome. Lo kasha. Ha da avde be mishcha u milcha. Ha da... Sorry. If you mix the flour with what? With oil and salt, with flour, what a combination. It's okay. The may peris ain't machmitin. This is no water. It's not machmit. When is it usher? It's usher, but my milk, you have water. You have water, so using the water after a while becomes chametz. Period. Fractitis, rebbein and shalala. So an off in the Gemara that may pay us not just a machmitz and no chorek, but rather what, Rabbi Osai? Wake up! Head the Gemara! And who counts the sign? Oh, sorry. If you mix the flour with what? with oil and salt, with flour, what a combination, it's okay. The meperis ein machmitin. This is no water, it's not machmit. When is it usher? It's usher, but my milk, you have water. You have water, so you use the water after a while, it becomes chametz. Period. Tractatus, Rabbi Mishalola. So an offer the Gemara that made Paris, not just a machmitz, but no chorus. But rather what? Rather what, Rabbosai? Wake up! Hetz the Gemara. And who counts the size of the Gemara? Rashi himself, Rabbi Mishalola. Rashi says it's mutter. So Chastir and Rashi. How? You tell me how to answer that. There Rashi said it. If there's no water, it's no chi of karet, it's also al tchomet nukshe. Here the offer the Gemara is het the Gemara. Rashi's mamasha plea. Vaita. Omer Mar Zutra, lo limchui ish kedera v'kimcha da'avishona. What does that mean, Rashi's Rashi? Shema avin tafshala kedera deshe memachin kemach l'socho. They make the cooked item somehow thicker by mixing in flour. I feel v'kimcha da'avishona shenitz yavsha v'niklis betana. It was somehow dried and singed in a fire. She lacha, also koli betana, very kapuya. So I can see, you might consider it baked, and once it's baked, it can't become a chametz. Well, no. If I feel lucky, I don't have it. You still shouldn't do it. It's not completely baked. Dilma la bashel shapir. If you ask lechem, it's Rashi. Dilma la bashel shapir. Shalom nasis koli, it's called sarka, betana. Umachmet betavshel. There's no chalita, what we call, and therefore it's made, if it's not fully, properly baked, singed, whatever you require, then it may become common. Okay, but they're not...
I mean, it's not that they...
Well, if you have to bake completely, it's okay. It wasn't baked completely. The brock has something to do with this, okay. Amar Rabbi Yosef, lo lichlit inish trei chiti behadi hadodi, Rashi, lo lichlit beroskin tarte chiti garine chitin elachod achod achitza. You have to soak each and every kernel separately in the boiling water. What are you afraid about? Dilma azla choda v'yatsva v'tziraya d'chaverta v'lo solak lu d'kula d'maya. What happened? We're afraid that one kernel will settle in the crack of its friend, Stak Shacharita. And then what's going to happen then? The cooler the Maya, says Rashi, with Sichas Hamayim. What's going to happen? The water's going to start not to boil. Siraya, Stak, etc. So you're afraid that one grain will settle and be caught in the crack of the other, and it's going to come to the chibutz. Frank the Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Zog my abaye. Lo lichrich inish tre shibule bahari adodi. What does that mean? You're afraid of taking two kernels and putting them near one another. When you're singeing it, what are you afraid about? Dilma nafki maya mehai ubala ida va'asala dechimus. There's no water over here in a bias case. No water. It's just the liquid will come out of the wheat. The wheat is a food. It has some kind of liquid in it. So the liquid will come out of one kernel of wheat and go into the other and come to dechimus. Amalei Rava, if you're worried about that, afilu chodanami. We should even not allow you to singe the one kernel of wheat. Why? Dilma nafik mehai resha bala da'idach resha. Go out of one side of the kernel and go back into the other. Elabai is all wrong. Me peiris ninu. Who me peiris ainon machmitin. Once again, if a perish and gemar that what? Come on. Not only is it no courage, but rather what? Het the gummer. Het the gummer. Het the gummer. The harder they are by me, I eat. They're called. Am I right? They're called Agav Madlayu Lo Machmiti. What does that mean? Kol Derech Nefilosan Lo Mechami. I guess it's on the way down. It doesn't have enough time to sink in to make it chum. See when he back there. How you know? Domer Abaye, Hachatva Davishona, Schifa Shoriz Kifa Osir. Rashi, Chatzva Davishona, Kad Shem Yapsim Besocho Kloyos Besana. Picture which you're drawing up the singed wheat in the tanah. Schifa Shori, in Piv of Rashi. Kofoy lemata shi amayim niflatim in akli ayadei achol ma'or zovin v'yotzim l'chutz, all those liquids that somehow exude go straight out. Sure. Zekifa tadrashi shi yei zokev kedarko hosam shamayim niflatim v'chozim v'nivlon. It's afraid that the wheat juice, so the other liquids coming out of the wheat will come out and go back in again. It leaks outside. He backed out. It's smooth. The naphthalene falls. It doesn't get absorbed to the other one. Rava mana. I feel it's a keeper nami shari. Why may Paris in him? Again, we see again the same phrase. May Paris and Machmitzim. Period. So now Tosus quotes all these Gemaras. These Gemaras indicate that May Paris and Machmitzim is Het the Gomor of both sides. Het the Gomor. It's not going to be. Quote the Rashi. Rashi did before in that Lamed Hey. Lamed Vav. That may pay us, it may pay us by itself. And Afal Pikain, it's Asur, Chomet Nukshe. The two Gemaras, Lamatet, and enough men say it's Het the Gomor. That's a plea against Rashi. That's Tosfos Kasha. You already pointed out that Steer and Rashi bin Ubay. Okay. Let's go back to the Tosfos. So Tosfos answers. The May Paris and Machmitzin Mashma de Sharina Legamri, Het the Gomor. Vechain Pirish Rabinatan, the Machmitzin Koliko. Vaha the Yomati Sarev Miyad, Kishairev Imoem Mayim, Oz Memaros Yosela Hachmitz, Vialho Maden Ben Kores, Avalavis Bey. Aval hechad lestei taruvus maig on yayin v'chomus shamei peres shor legamrei. What Rabbi Natan said? No? Come on. Rabbi Natan said, Li maim is what? Mutter. And with maim is what? Chomus nukshe. Everything down the notch. Rabbi Natan. Good. We have all the Gemaras and Tzachim down pat. I don't know all of them. The other Gemara that affect our sugyim, one's Lamed Hey, one's Lamed Chav, one's Lamed Tes, man, we did it. Now let's start a new Mesechta. What Mesechta was that? Menachos. Because the same sugyim comes up in Mesechta Menachos. I know we're not learning Menachos here, but this sugyim is very important to understand. V'chein muchach v'sov kol ha-menachos bo'os mati. There are two Gemaras in Menachos to be to know. Nun Zayin and Nun Dalet. Omar Asher Takrivu Lerabos Minchas Nesochem Lechimutz Divir Rabbi Yosef Aglili Uporach Minchas Nesochem Eperesein V'yei Machmitzit Omar Ishlokish Omar Hoyer Rabbi Yosef Minchas Nesochem Megabla B'mayim V'yiksher. So Ishlokish is saying that when is there a problem of Chomitz in the Minchas Nesochem? If you have water mixed in, says Tosfos, V'ashta Eve Salka died of the Rish Lakish for Rabbi Yochanan, whatever. The name of Yochanan. Myri, Papa, below Mayim Cloud. Vafilo Achi Chorus Leka, Aval Malkus Ika, the Chomet Nukshe. Havi, Amai, Itrich Lemayim Arhosa Megabal Bemayim. Below Gilbo Bemayim Nami Itrich Kroh Shalom Teof Echomet. Davi Chomet Nukshe, the Chomet Nukshe Postal and Mincha, the Mashmas of the Menachos of Nungibu. The Kamas of Seer, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Postal, the Menachos, because it's considered Chomet Nukshe. So why do you have Rish Lokh to say that it's talking about the case of this water? Ela Vadai, Hecha de Lekamayim, Eno Machmas Klau. So Rabbi Natan is bringing it right from the Gemara Menachos, that Rish Lokh has introduced water into the equation. That implies that without water, it's not even chametz nukshe. It's head to go. There are many times where I have from enough. The kosher the Rashba, the chometz are adomi kosher le beperik elu over naf mem gimel chometz dogam gomer et haruvis. Vamai or chometz adomi before shasim naf mem beis and beis the rumble beis or pirch mitsimen asorim biyayin kedesh shiach mitzayte. Vamei peris ein machmitzin. What is going on? The Kabbalah is saying that it's chometz. According to Rashi, is good. Why? Why is it going to go into Rashi? Come on. It's about chometz. Made peris with what? With water. But according to Rabbi Natan, even made peris with water, what? It's only chometz nukshe. So what's the Gemara talking about in Daf Mem Gimel? Omri. Shasorim shorim b'mayim kodeshim esimim b'yayin. Oh, they mixed the barley with the water before you ever got in with the May Peris. So once it's chametz, it's chametz. It stays chametz. Posh it is there. Uve May Beitzim nistapek Rashi yichoshim May Peris alo. What do you mean? Is it better or the worse? How do you read this from a Tosha? Is it better than May Peris or worse than May Peris? Rashi's mesupik. Is it May Peris or is it not May Peris? What would you say? Says Tosfos gives you a little bit of a hint. Tosfos says, "Lefi she'anu roim she'isa nasa ova behen yosami b'mayim." What does that mean? Rashi says it's worse. Maybe it's worse. Maybe we should say that May baits him that the liquid of the egg is worse than May Paris. Had it been May Paris, then even according to Rashi, this only would be what? Come on. Chomus Nuksha. But maybe it's worse. Maybe it's May Paisim. It should be considered like Mayim Regilim. And it should be considered Chomus, which is Chomus Gomer. Tosfos says, you know, Avra Rabbein Tam Noag Hetzer B'Dover. But Noag Lechol Be'er of Mount Petra Achar Bashos Uga Shiloshim B'Beitzim. Egg Matzim. Why? Because Rabbi Natan has two assumptions. Number one, that May Peres Limayim is Mutter. And number two, that May Basim is included in May Peres. So then they're like Matzah's Mutter and Erev Pesach. Aye, well, the Karmina be Rishalmi, Ochel Matzah be Erev Pesach, Kiel the Mazmana, Kiel the Bola, Erev Pesach be Eschavim. No. Hayna Matzah real Lotzah play Yidi Lechova. Vizu Matzah Shiri. The Tosas on Daf Laman Hei, the same as Tosas on Daf Tzadi Tes. With a Matzah, Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach. Fine. End of the talk. Any questions? Question, have a good time here. We finished the Gemara, we finished the Rashi, and the Siyata of the Shema, we finished the talk. Yeah? Right. If the water got involved with the flour or the barley before there ever was May Peres involved, so that the water makes it a Chametz Gomer, and once it's a Chametz Gomer, the May Peres is not going to undo the side of the Chametz Gomer. Whatever it does, it's too late to stop it now. It's already, with the camp covers going. All right? Pasuk shot. Now, what will Rashi do, Rabbi Osai, with these Gemaras? The Gemara on the test, Gemara on that mem. What will Rashi do with those Gemaras? What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? You have a brisa, which the Vilna Gaon speaks about in the same context, one I asked to take a look at. It's in Tav Samach Beis, Shivkot Yud. But the Gaon, it seems to address this issue. The Ramah says over there, Medinas Elu Ein Noag and Lolos Femei Peres. Period. For two reasons, says the Gaon. Two reasons why Noag is Femei Peres. One, Nechashash Iruv Mayim. Maybe Chalila will get some drop of water in the room. Some water, we'll see later the details. We'll mix it. And if water mixes, then everyone agrees that it's Osir. Either Chavos Gam or Chavos Tuksha. The Gam Lochus Ledas Rashi. You also worried about Rashi. What did Rashi say about that? The what? That even if there's no water mixed in, it's still Osir. And then the Gong has a whole digression. Shekhasa. Here's to this now. The Ahi de Ein Lashin Vechulek, at the Brisa of Ein Lashin, Ligi Al Manda Omar Me Peris Ein Machmitin. Yes? Loop Shana Rashi. Vesvile la Rashi de Afbalo Mayim Machmitin. What does that mean? So it's really hard to understand what the Gaon is driving. That's why I have to take a look at the other copy of the Birchas Elio. There's a footnote about it. Kavana Sarabain Ligidala Kamon. Sachal Amidvav. Rishlokish is made Peres and Machmitis. And the Brisa says, Ein Lashon Isa Bepesach V'yayim Hashem in Midrash. And Rashi says, it's Nuksha. But enough members today Machmitis. Not even Chavetz Nuksha. So what are you going to do? You must say that the bright and the Lamed Vav about which Rashi said it's Chavetz Nuksha, Rashi Lamed Vav, Pligo al Rovo, She'omah She'mei Peres and Machmitzit, Vafilu Chavetz Nuksha Lo'avi. You hear this verse? He says, Pshat is that the Brisa is against Rovo. Rovo says, May Peres and Machmitzit, Metet Agama. That's Rovo we just saw now, and Afem. The Brisa, the way Rashi explains, says, no, maybe Peres is what? Come on, what is it? It's going to become Chametz Nuksha. It's a Chamachlokas, the Brisa and Rava. No, wait. Who be Siv Kotten Beis, Kotsam, Lusher Rishonim, Mukhmi Lahai Brisa, Bemari Himai. The Brisa is with water, right? With water is it's altered. There's no water, it's what? It's Mutter, with Rabbeinu Tam said. Ah, well, then he follows. Hey, yos, v'rashi lo sovra chilek ben ma'am lo ma'am. Okay, the Rashi held that water or without water, the same did, claimed the horror. L'chein, Rashi, omash, a b'rais, a zu, soveres, that they may pay us, ha'vichom, a snuksha, with or without water, he says. Uli fizet, sarach lo mash, a rova, sova, a b'rais, a zu, lo misanya, b'dere, b'ra, b'chia, b'ra, b'oshia. For l'chein, rova, polig, a b'rais, a zu. It's a wild idea. The rise of the prices is illegitimate. Umasha Kosta Rabbeinu, Sharashi Kosta, the Ahulia, and Lashon Tligi, the Almighty, Ain Kavanoth of Sharashi Kosta Kela Hedja. Rashi never said that. He means that's what emerges according to Rashi. Eloshakach Yosu, the way Rashi can out. That's a Shverevor. To go against the Ravish and say the price is Meshubash, but no mocker for anywhere in Shas. Difficult idea. However, the Chor is unnecessary to say what the Vilna Gaon said. The Kasha wasn't from the Brisa. What was the Kasha from the Brisa? Rashi explained the Brisa. What did Rashi say in the Brisa? Let's go to the Brisa again. Lamed Vav. What did Rashi say in the Brisa? Ein Lashon Et Ishta Shel Matz Biyayim Hashem Et Vash Mesh Shekrovu Mamer Et Lahachmet. And you can't wash it properly. And Rish Lakish is not against that. Because Rish Lakish said that is no key of courage, but in fact it does. It's Chametz Nuksha. Final. Why must the Brisa be against Rashi? No, we don't even see why the Brisa is Bechlal against Rashi. You know what's against Rashi? The Gemara Daf Mem is against Rashi. Lametz against Rashi. That, yeah. But why is the Brisa against Rashi? The Gaon's Lashon here is. He says, al daf rashi kotav dahi dein loshes v'chulei atah brayson aflam advov pligya mandama mei perith and machmitzin usvila rashi the rashi daf below maya machmitzin. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi of the brayson that mei perith in fact are ein machmitzin. What ein machmitzin mean? It doesn't become a chiyuv kares, but a chiyuv, but he's a nukshid it would be. It's gone. It's absolutely we don't understand. We don't understand the teretz. We don't understand the kash. But there is a kash out there. That the Gemara is against Rashi. The Gemara that Flamet has not met. What do you do with that kash? So on that kash, there are a number of answers to the defense sheet is Rashi. Yes, ma'am. Well, that's what we showed him against. No one has to cash against the Rashi and his Brice. Nobody. They have to cash against Rashi from the Gemara. Then why is only a kasha with the bride? The kasha for Rashi and Aflam and Heira is a kasha. Rashi says the main face of Aflam is the Zain Chayav Chorus. Not sure that's awesome. It could be Muslim. Could be Muslim. Okay. Could be Muslim. Yeah. And Aflam and Aflam and Aleph? Oh, that's a good question. Rashi does the simple pshat in Gemara. The still of Shah the Gemara, if you don't say anything else, it's no water. No one said anything about water there. No one said a word about water. Nothing. I mean, the time that you use water is an equation. But the Pasuk Shah, if you don't mention it, is that Muslim? Is that, there's no water. Pasuk Shah. And you see it from Rashi. Because Rashi has to cast him, and this Bryce against Rish Lakish. What's the answer? No cash. Rish Lakish has to cast him. It's not a now Rashi Lamed Hay said what? No Mayim. And if this is in Rish Lakish are the same order, then it's also no mind. That she clore in Rashi that way. I mean, the mayor is saying it's the same shot in the girl. Okay, I hear what he's saying, but it's not the... He's willing to assume, mayor says, that when the Gemara says, Lama Heim and Aleph, Ein Chayob and Al-Chimut V'Koreis means Hetzagam. The Rashi of Bei Peris, without mind, is Mutter. But then, wait a second. Gamlochash the Das Rash the Kos of Dahide and Loshin Pligi Amandame Pesha Machmit. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi Befesh Vakarat. Rashi tried to reconcile that bright with the Mandame Pesha Machmit. That's the whole Rashi's about that. That's the problem with the Gura. I don't know what the Kashi. I don't know what to call it Kashi no Kashi and the Terrace no Terrace. Something is slightly amiss over there. Yes? We'll get there later with the Mozart. We'll get there. So Rabosai, how do we answer Rashi? So there are a number of different answers which we can suggest according to Shita's Rashi. One is Beferish and Tosa Menachos. So the answer to see. Tosa Menachos says the Olam may Paris by themselves at any water create Chomet Nuksha. The question that becomes, how can they be matter enough Memem and Aleph that matter the to have the liquid of the wheat come from one kernel to another kernel? Because may Paris and Machmitza, what happened in the Chomet Nuksha? Let me read you the Lashon of Tosfos. Tosfos, listen very carefully. V'hadar shari rava chatzva davishona, which is a similar case, where the liquid of one kernel will go down from one down the, from one side of the barrel to another. Should they make Paris and Machmitin? Because something like this. Kevansh ain't Machmitin Chomet Gomor. What's your worst case scenario? I always think we can keep in mind. Chazal always worry about the worst case scenario. What's the worst case scenario? If you had the liquid from the wheat came from one kernel to another kernel or to, from one side of the barrel, no, the worst thing happened. No, so what's it in? What? Chometz Nukshe. The worst that can happen is Chometz Nukshe. He says like this. Lo gozu lahachmi belochosh dil manafiki maya mehai ubala ida. Not afraid it's going to go out of one kernel to another. Nah. Should the mill say lo shchichahu? It's unlikely. So it's unlikely in the worst case scenario is what? Wake up. And the worst case scenario is what? Chometz Nukshe. It's unlikely it's any Chometz Nukshe. So they didn't make any Xeris. But if Hayu Machmitzin Chometz Gomer, if that was the worst case scenario, Kevan Shiyesh Bo Korei, Hayinu Koshishin, Afal Gav Delo Shchicha. Here a word. Gevaldige Teretz. Liolam what? Come on. Liolam may Paris a machmit to me. It is Chometz Nukshe. So why is the Gemara saying that Lama Tet Mem? It's Het Gomer. Not Mem Het Gomer. What's the answer? It's not about definite may Paris which got mixed into the grain. No. A little liquid came from one kernel down. The other probably was washed down into the floor, into the sewer. It's unlikely to even have very much contact with that second grain or second part of the barrel full with the cloyal. It's an unlikely chance that it's happening. So now in case it happens, what's the worst case scenario? If the worst case scenario would be Chometz Gomer, we have to worry about, you know, even a far-fetched, remote possibility. But if the worst case scenario is Chometz Nukshe, which is not Chometz Gomer, because they machmit him, so therefore the Chazal said they don't need to make any xeris. That's the Tosfos of Menachos. A beautiful text. A beautiful text. I should add, by the way, and that's the reason I wanted to show that footnote, because he assumes there in that footnote that according to Rashi, there's no difference if it's May Paris Belim Mayim and May Paris Im Mayim. We're assuming that it's not that way. May Paris Im Belim Mayim is Nukshe, and May Paris Im Mayim is what? We're assuming that Shishashi is Rashi. What? No. Chometz Gomer. Another difficulty over there. Another difficulty. The Pashtus is, as it's often a Tosfos, aside from the Rashi to do it that way, and that's Lamed Vav, and Lamed Heyam and Aleph, only be, what Rashi and Lamed Heyam and Aleph? Let's get it again. B'yayim and Rashi. The lo nosen b'mayim. Ain't chayav and koretz. Mashmah, if you put in water, there would be koretz. The Tosfos says it also if you shidus Rashi. Because Tosfos, that same exact Tosfos, the Masechta and Menachos, the Afnun Dalid, says as follows. Tosfos here is the Kasha. Rabosai. Tosfos here in Pesachim, the Aflamet Heyam and Beis, is the Kasha from Menachos and Zion and Beis. Why does Rish Lakish insist the Gabla b'mayim? What do you make Gabla b'mayim for? So Tosfos and Menachos get the same kasha. He gives the following teretz. If it is Megabla b'mayim, please listen carefully. Behad, remember we left off. Behad the dachik, for those who want to look it up later, it's the first wide line now. Behad the dachik Rish Lakish, l'shnuya Megabla b'mayim, af al gav de below mayim, nami avichomet nukshe. Why bother? That's Tosfos kasha over here.
Only Chometz Nukshe. And Rish Lakish wanted a case of Chometz Gomer. Why did he want a case of Chometz Gomer? Well, it's not really, if it's Nukshe, maybe it doesn't count. Maybe it's even only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is nothing in Nukhus Toda and Nukhus Menachas. It's only eats of Chometz Gomer on Pesach. That's what he answered. So you see, you're from the Tosfos Beferich. That after Rish Lakish said, Begabla B'mayim, if he's just Rashi, what is it then? No, come on, now what is it? chametz gomer. You see, all evidence points to the fact that this footnote is wrong, and then the Rashi holds that the way we have written in the chart. And again, the gong, kashrus shvei and teretz shvei. Okay. Rabot. Roll, we showed them seem to be against Rashi. When they say like Rabbi Natan, roll we show. The Rambam is an enigma. It's a double enigma. We're not sure what the proper girsa is. We're not sure what he said. The Rambam that I asked you to see is an Ilkos Chometz Umata Perek Hei Halacha Bei. We'll read the Rambam inside. You'll see what the problem is right away. Chameshes mine dogan elu im loshen v'mei peres bilvad below shumayim. You hear this? La olam einam barm l'dei chimut. El afir lu hinichon kol ayom ashe nitpach abotek and swells. Harei zeh, here's our gears to catch the next two words, are very critical. Mutter ba'achila. Mutter, heptagam. Mutter. Shemei peres machmitzen al masrichim. What are my parents? Yayin, kol of dvash, zayin, metapuchim, merimonim, kol kayotiben, mishayenas, shmonim, mamash. It's all considered my parents. Vuhu shalo yisarev en shumayim olam. When this arev en mayim kol shuhu, hare elu machmitzin. What does machmitzin sound like you're saying? Huh? Sounds like chabaz gomit pash. Machmitzin, doesn't say chabaz nukshin. Machmitzin. So the Pasha of Shad and Rambam, again, the way we have the Girsa, is like this, a dirt sheet. Not like it says what? And in mine is what? That's the way we have the Girsa and Rambam. So the question becomes, how's that possible? That's untenable. Because the Gemara says that, almost untenable. The Gemara is not Lam and Ham and Aleph. Omer is Lakish. Right? Ego Chiyuv Korek. Why? May Keres and Achmish. What do you mean Ego Chiyuv Korek? Simple reason, Ego Chiyuv Korek is what? Korek there isn't, but what?
If there is.
It's going to be awesome. Now what's going on according to Rambam? If there's no Maim, it's Mutter. If there is Maim, it's Chometz Gomer. How does something want to have Lam and Ham and Aleph? That's the Kasha, but that's against the Rambam. I have to be honest, I cannot tell a lie. There's a different years in the Rambam. Shina Nischos claimed that the Rambam changed his mind. Changed his mind. And at the end he made a Hagor. The Rambam Sabyan made a Hagor. He says, this is the years which we have. Mag, it was Kadma, Mag, Mishnah. Orchos Chaim and Rov Tfusim Yishonim, he says, Ein Chayavan Olav Korek. And somebody wrote it, Marak, who's Marak? Mem Ayin Reish Kuk. What's his name? Not his even. Shehevi Vishay Rav Avraham Benoshel Rabbeinu. Shrabbeinu Girer, crossed off, he scratched out. Harei Zagutter. The ticket b'ksav yodo. The Rambam's own handwriting says, "Ein chayav elav korek." The chayuv b'ramach halacha yitzev. It's found here. Shuta Rashba. Shrabeinu chazal. But he is the pirish of mishnayis l'poneinu chazal shemutal yochlo. Afi echad b'ksav kitvei atzul pirish of mishnayis tukan b'tzadav yuchos rabeinu over rabbi no she'ein ochlo chayav korek. We see once again in both places, Rambam apparently changed his mind. But
There's a parish in Ram called Rabbeinu Manoah. It was never printed in the old Rambam. Yes?
The Gemara in
Aflamin Hay says, May Paris Ain of Chayav Aleim Koris. Today, not Greek. But the expression Ain Chayav Koris implies that Usher it is. So, what's it talking about? If there's no water, it's Mutter. If there is water, Chayav Koris. There's no such cases in between. Right? So, what's the Gemara talking about? Where's Hosea?
Where's that?
No. The Alha Omar, the Ain Ben Kores, have a lav hisbay. That's where there is water. See the line? The line ends the word Va'al. It's the seventh narrow line. The Alha Omar, the Ain Ben Kores. Avalav ispe, that's when there is water. Aval hecha de the less space aruvitz mayim, then it's hetter gomer. That's not what Rish Lakish is talking about. No, that's what I thought. Yeah. Tos didn't say that. I'm sorry, that's argue with him. Tos never said it's mutter. Tos that's answer. Referring to a case where there's water. Okay. There's a Sefer Rabbeinu Manoah, which already existed a while ago, so the Bialach quarter, we saw just in the Kittius case. They had it. It was never printed in the Talmud Rambam until this edition, to my knowledge, and the other Rambam never printed it. He discussed this thing by Richas, Rabbeinu Manoah. And he says as follows. The Rambam never said, Mimarim Lahachim. Over here, you see? This idea of May Paris in Mayan. Both Rashi and Rabbi Tam say it's Mamar Lahachim. Correct? Am I right or wrong? They both say it's Mamar. Basically, one of Lama both. They both say it's Mamar. Right over here. From the Snooksha Mayan. And Chavez Gomer. How do you say that for the Mayan?
What?
Full of mil.
Ain't no mine.
Mil. What do you mean mil? What's mil? What do you mean mil? What's mil?
70.
The Gemara says later on, the sheer mil. 18 minutes. 18 minute amount. Takes a mil. Why? Here's a shadow Hailum Shatas Machlokas. Look at that Lama Vavam and Aleph on both sides. A Lama Vavam and Aleph. They're both saying, look inside. This is a question of Hailum Shat. Look carefully. Gemara says, Ain Lushin east of the Pesel behind the Shem and the Vashim, Lushab, and Galil Lamet the Sarah Miyad, the Chacham Morim Ye Ochel. And Rabbi Akiva says, I made east of the Yan Shem and Vash, Lo Omrili Dovo. They didn't say anything. What does that mean? They didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. Rabbi Akiva did it, and Rabbi Shulban Levi was a Meister Rav. Told his children, you can make me egg matzah, honey matzah, maybe milk matzah, right? So apparently it was like this. Ain achinami. Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's mamar lahachmitz and you can't watch after burn it. That's true. What about according to the chachamim? So most rishonim say even chacham agreed mamar lahachmitz. Except you can watch it. So the Chachili, you shouldn't even do it. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam said that since what? Rabotai. Since Rabbi Akiva seems to hold that it's Mutal the Chachila, and the Bishul Levi actually did it, Lamaisa,
Had it been a Mamala Hashmet, they never would have allowed it in the Chatchila. So apparently there are three shittas. Either it's so Mamar you can't even watch it, or it's Mamar but you can't watch it, or it's not Mamar. We pass it as a third shita. That seems to be the Rambam's approach, according to the way Rabbi Menachem explained it. That's what it says. That's what it says. Yeah. So now, Rabosai, after all this is said and done, are there any other proofs one way or the other of this issue? The answer is yes. Is the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Tosfos and Menachos. If you don't have Menachos in front of you, let's turn to the Rush, where he quotes the Yerushalmi. When the Babli is obscure, we often look to the Yerushalmi to find a resolution. Ubi Rishalmi, it's on page Kufka Vav, column 2, last third of the page. This is Halacha Zayin. Ubi Rishalmi, the Shili Pirkin Mashu Dene Peres, I feel that the Yasa Machmit, the Tegasin and Osnam, Halacha Zayin. See Halacha Zayin, it starts a new line, in parentheses. Can't miss it. How can you miss it? Yeah. Everyone see it? The line begins with Halacha Zayin in parentheses. Rav Shmuel, Vayitzak, Havale, Yayin, Toses. Yahweh Sari begin the Yechamea. Also Shaila Abimona. Omelet Sarah Chata Levayer. What happened over here? All you had was wine and barley and nothing else, and you have to get rid of it. What? Rabbi Chanina Vereni Rapadoi Omelet Zvash Mizuya Fasolas. I guess they probably wanted to throw a little flour in to make it.
So the yain toses could have water in it.
No water.
No water.
I'm talking about water. Asa shalar abiyami. Amalei torach atal levar. We mentioned before a very important nakuda which we sort of slipped right by. Tos nach lamed ham and bays,